Just a few years ago, the first offer was the only offer for most job seekers out on the market. People would be elated to be offered one position, let alone their pick of the litter. But with it still being a job seeker's market, they often have the benefit of choosing from multiple offers from several employers. In many sectors, employees are still in high demand, which gives them the upper hand in negotiations. If you find yourself one of the lucky ones to consider your options from several suitors, how do you choose? Jonathan Duncan is the team leader with Agilic & Barry and offers this advice to those who find themselves in this advantageous situation. We're still having people that we're supporting, having to make choices between two jobs, which is something that doesn't happen very often, Duncan said. He suggests job seekers create a pros and cons list to help balance the decision. Often, it's not just about the hourly rate or salary, but factors like the ability to work from home, flexible hours, benefits and the company culture play a big part in the final decision. Even something as simple as your first impression of the employer from your interview might sway your eventual choice. Agilic helps their candidates weigh their options if multiple job offers present themselves, and it can be a tough decision to make for one person. It's added pressure for the candidate, having to make that choice of which he or she feels is the better opportunity, Duncan said. Not only is it important to let your future employer know you accept their offer, but it's equally crucial to reach out to the other employers and inform them of your decision and thank them for their time. Ghosting an employer is never a good look, as you never know if you may cross paths with that employer in the future, or you may be interested in working for them down the line. A little common courtesy really goes a long way in these scenarios. Simply thanking them and informing them the other job suits your needs better is an acceptable practice when candidates juggle multiple job offers. Local job fair happening September 28. On Wednesday, September 28, local service providers will host a job fair at the South Shore Community Center in Barrie at 205 Lakeshore Drive. 30 employers will be on site for this community job fair, and interviews and applications will be available on site. Attendees are encouraged to bring resumes in person for this event from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the South Shore Community Center. The job coaches at Agilic & Barry can help you navigate all stages of the employment process. Find out more at agilic.ca.